pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. And finally, don't forget to enter our Super Bowl 58 props contest. Pick 58 Super Bowl props for a chance to win $1,000. Enter today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or enter via the SGPN app. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58 or alternatively, you can enter via the SGPN app. Let's go, Chiefs. You're listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also follow the X accounts for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. That's the only way to make sure that you never miss a podcast relating to the Super Bowl this weekend. You can follow them at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. You can also follow my other X account. That is at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. That is the account for the LockBetting Pay Service and the LockBang Podcast, where we have just dropped our own NFL Super Bowl preview. Lock Betting is the service that has delivered 128 months in a row of transparent and trapped profit. And the X account is where we show our transparency. Every single spreadsheet is posted there and they all accumulate to 128 straight months of transparent and trapped profit, which means that for over 10 years, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. We've been undefeated for over a decade. In fact, it's just 4 months away from being undefeated for 11 years without a single losing month. The pinned tweet on that account is always the P&L for the previous month. So you can see the profit and loss spreadsheet for the previous month. At the moment, you can see the month of January. And you can see at the top of that P&L spreadsheet, we have our NFL futures where we absolutely blitz the NFL futures this season. We also blitz the regular season and we are having a phenomenal run in the playoffs as well. So this has been our best NFL season of all time and we look to finish strong tomorrow with the Super Bowl. When you look through those spreadsheets, and I encourage you guys to do that due diligence, have a look at how we also manage a bankroll. We haven't got to 128 straight months by chasing, so we don't get there by taking shortcuts. We don't chase a one-unit loser with a two-unit play, or we don't even post three-unit plays, in fact, or five-unit plays, or 10-unit plays, or 20-unit plays, or whale plays, or max plays, or play of the week, month, year, century, millennium, whatever stupid terminology they use on X, that is all fake. That is all monopoly money BS. They're not really gambling, and they certainly don't care about you or your hard-earned money. I am different to them because, as I said, I'm tracked and transparent and everything is posted and it's verified by the existing members. And you can see that on all of the spreadsheets. You can simply scroll down the X account or do the even easier thing and head over to lockbetting.com where all of the spreadsheets are posted. If you have any questions about anything, not just the Lock Betting service, but any gambling questions, you can always fire me a question over at Lock Betting X. That's at Lock Betting X or at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. So let's move on with this edition of Scommessa Italia. We begin with the 5 p.m. kickoff here on Saturday as Roma host Inter Milan. Inter are the 10-11 favourites. It's 13-5 on the draw and it's 16-5 here on Roma. Well, obviously, it looks like on paper that the change of Mourinho to De Rossi has worked. Now, historically, in Mourinho's career, when he's replaced by a manager, there is an initial bounce. But I wasn't certain that was going to happen here, just simply because the Roma players and the Roma supporters were still enamoured with Mourinho. There were still fans of Mourinho. So nobody was really calling for this change, but the board did it anyway. This is a man who's got you to a two European finals and won the Europa Conference League, which was massively celebrated by Roma. And then you took him out just before a very nice run of games where there, it was possible for Roma to pick up three straight wins. Well, guess what? Roma have picked up three straight wins and De Rossi's going to take the credit for it. But now they have their first real test. Are they really moving in the right direction, or will reality set in here for Roma, who have climbed up the table? They are now just 1 point away from a Champions League position, with Atalanta in fourth, currently occupying fourth spot on 39 points, and Roma 1 point behind him on 38. But the real test comes here against Inter, who currently sit 4 points clear at the top after landing our lock last week by beating Juventus at home. By the way, we are on a phenomenal lock run. I was really not enjoying doing this show at the start of the season when we were hitting one, losing one. And it wasn't great. Now we have gone on an incredible 9-1-1 run. And Scommessa Italia actually has the strongest lock record of all the shows I do. In fact, it's equal to the European shows, sitting at 17-6-1 this season, compared to the EPL show, which is at 16-6-4. While we did the Champions League show, which was done across the Lock Betting service and here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, that actually posted a lock record of 14-4. So that was the strongest because it has a 10-win differential. But now Scommessa Italia has an 11-win differential, same as the European show. And when you add up the winnings, it is in fact our strongest show that we do. And that's very, very surprising because this show looked absolutely dead on its arse at one point. I wasn't enjoying doing it. And now we have managed to reel off a 9-1 lock run. And of course, what goes hand in hand with that is that the picks on the show have also coincidentally been a lot better as well. So looking at this particular game, can Roma keep it going? They have won us some decent money during this run. We have taken a couple of locks on Roma, but I think this is the end of the road. The first real big test here comes against Inter, and I believe Inter will build off their huge win against Juve and pick up another win here against Roma, which will make it 19 wins in 23 matches in Serie A. And they've actually been stronger away from home. They also come into this one having recorded four successive clean sheets in all competitions, which is going to make it difficult for Roma to score. Whilst Roma hate playing Inter Milan, they have lost six of their last seven head-to-head meetings with this team. So the fact that it's difficult for Roma to score here, given that Inter come into this one with four successive clean sheets, I think that it's going to make it very, very difficult for Roma to get anything from this game. I think the big test is here. I think reality sets in, and I think Inter Milan do what they've done all season, which is come away with the points. They've been better away from home than they've been at home. And I think that continues here with 3 points at the Stadio Olimpico with Inter Milan on the money line at the price of 10-11 minus 110. Before we move on, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about DraftKings. Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can now bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use the code SGP to get involved. As I mentioned, new customers can get $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with the code SGP. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467369. In Connecticut, help is available for a gambling problem. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkn.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So make sure you watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double that first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and our promo code, once again, SGPN. Moving on to your late game on Saturday. Remember, this is a selection of games that we're covering here for Serie A. So I really like the games that we are covering. It's Sassuolo at home to Torino, where Sassuolo are a 2-1 home dog. It's 23-10 on the draw, and it's 5-4 here on Torino. Should Torino really be an away favourite against Sassuolo? I understand that Sassuolo aren't having a very good season and they are a model of inconsistency, but I don't like Torino as a favourite either. I think this is a very 50-50 game, and therefore a draw, which is something we rarely pick, does appeal here for this game. Torino have been held back this season by 8 draws in Serie A this season, and it would not surprise me to see them share the spoils here against the Sassuolo team, who are desperate for a win as they are fighting against relegation, but I'm not confident backing them here as an underdog either. Torino have drawn 8 games, as I mentioned, while Sassuolo are winless in the last 3 games, and BTTS has cashed in 14 of Sassuolo's 22 league games this season, so I don't expect it to be a 0-0 draw, so you're probably looking more at a 1-1-2-2. So I'm going to take a rare draw selection here for this game at the price of 23-10 for the late game tonight between Sassuolo and Torino. Up next, we move across to Sunday, where we're actually going to cover 3 games happening on Sunday. We start with the game between Bologna and Lecce, where Bologna here are a 3-4 home favourite. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Lecce here are a 9-2 underdog. Bologna are still fighting for European football. They have 9 wins, 9 draws, and only 4 losses from 22 games so far this season, and they are particularly strong at home. They come up against a Lecce team who are already playing for nothing, in my opinion. They can't get into the European places, and they aren't really in any relegation danger either. They sit 6 points away from the relegation places and are actually coming into this game 12 points behind Bologna, who are on 36 points in 7th position, challenging for the European places. So that is the very definition of mid-table obscurity. And if Bologna really do want to get into Europe, they need to win games like this. But their home form this season has been excellent. Of the 9 wins that they've had, 8 of them have come at home. Their home record is phenomenal. 11 games played, 8 wins, 2 draws, and only 1 defeat, with 18 goals scored on their own turf and only 7 conceded. So I really like Bologna to keep it going here. Lecce, they're also better at home, but they're away here where they haven't won a single game this season. No wins from 11. And although they have picked up 5 draws, Bologna is a very difficult place to go. They are very, very solid at home. And I see absolutely no reason not to take them here at the price. Your selection for this game is going to be simply on Bologna on the money line at the price of 3-4 here for this one. Up next, we move on to the 5 o'clock kickoff here, and we'll be looking at the game between Genoa and Atalanta, where Genoa are the 11-4 dogs. It's 23-10 on the draw, and Atalanta here are the 6-5 plus 120 favourites. Lots of teams will be hoping that Genoa can do them a favour here, as Atalanta do occupy the final position in the top 4. And I believe that's a possibility. I like Genoa to avoid a defeat here at 4-5 minus 125. Atalanta are actually winless in their last 4 league trips, despite an impressive run of form in the league as of late. They haven't been winning away from home. The visitors have won just 3 of their 10 away trips, in fact, all this season, all of which have come against the bottom 6. Genoa, they may be a mid-table team, but they've lost just 2 of their home matches this season, and they approach this one unbeaten in 8. So I definitely think Genoa can do the other European challengers a favour. I'm going to take Genoa to avoid a defeat here, and we take them at a price of 4-5 minus 125 here for this one. Before we move on to the late game between Milan and Napoli, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about our Super Bowl 58 props contest, where it's a $1,000 winner-take-all contest, which is free to enter. Pick 58 props for Super Bowl 58, and you can enter today over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/SB58, or join via the link in the SGPN app. Let me also take this pause to tell you about Cut. Our partners at Cut are giving away $5,000 to the user who throws the most depositors by the end of Super Bowl weekend. All you need to do is invite your friends to sign up for Cut via the invite friend button on your dashboard and have them deposit before Monday. The user with the most depositor referrals will get $5,000 in site credit immediately added to their account next week. For those of you who don't know, Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based, and it's available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also utilize this pause once again to tell you about Game Time. We know how frustrating it can be buying tickets by a third party on the secondary market. Are the best seats there right now? Are they available at the best price? If you don't pull the trigger, have you missed out? Do you then have to buy more expensive seats in a worse spot because you were too slow? Or if you commit to the tickets and then better stuff does become available at the last minute, if you buy at the last minute, do your tickets arrive in time? Can you be in a situation where you get to the day of the event and you haven't got your tickets and Will Call and the box office aren't helping you because it's a third-party purchase? I've been through all of this nonsense. I've been through this stress, and buying tickets to your favourite events shouldn't be that stressful. Enter Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy and theatre near you with killer last-minute deals and the best price guarantee. You can stop stressing over the tickets and actually start getting hyped for the fun you'll have at the event. So snag them tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account and use our code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply, but again, create an account and redeem that code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today for last minute tickets at the lowest price guaranteed. Moving on to what is arguably the game of the weekend, as Milan host Napoli. We say this because Napoli were the champions last season and Milan were the champions the season before. But whilst Milan are still in the Champions League places, Napoli are having a disastrous season. And this is about as disastrous as a title defence can be. Milan are the rightful favourites here at even money to win this game on their own patch. It's 13-5 on the draw. And Napoli here are the 11-4 underdogs. I've been waiting all season for Napoli to come good, and they haven't. And this team are an absolute dumpster fire at the moment. We have players arguing with players, agents arguing with agents, and results are terrible on the pitch, as are the performances. I think that AC Milan will go on to win this game. There has been some signs that Napoli are moving in the right direction, but this test is a bridge too far for them, much like we said earlier about Inter coming up against Roma. The Milan wall will be too big for Roma, I think, and I think the same here for Napoli, coming up against a Milan team who have won 15 of 20 league games outside of their encounters with fellow teams in the top four. And whilst Napoli may be a top four team on paper, factually they are not, and therefore the data is applicable here for this one. Napoli have managed just 2 goals away to Serie A's top 10 this season, a stark contrast to last season, and for that reason we cannot give any reason as to why they will get anything here from this game. So for me, it's a simple selection on Milan, a team who are solidly in the top four. Milan on the money line here in your game of the week at the price of even money plus 100. The final game we cover happens on Monday, where Juve are hosting Udinese, looking for a bounce back after losing that top of the table 6-pointer to Inter. They're the 1-2 favourites to bounce back here at 7-2 on the draw. And it's 7-1 here on Udinese. Udinese can be a difficult and stubborn opponent, but Juve have managed to overcome all of these obstacles this season, and I think they'll win what will be a low-scoring game here. I'm going to take Juve to win, and I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals to get us away from the 1-2 price. Fewer than 3 goals have been scored in 7 of Juve's last 9 home Serie A matches, and also in 5 of Udinese's last 8 away games. Additionally, no more than 2 goals have been scored in 3 of the last 4 meetings between the two clubs. So this is going to be tight and cagey. Udinese's game plan is going to be to come in and sit in. But given what Juve have done this season, I do think that they will find the moment of quality and Allegri's men will emerge with the 3 points once again. So I'm going to take Juventus to win. I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals, which moves us away from 1-2 and gives us the price of 7-10 on Juve and under 4.5 goals instead. And that is my final lean here for this one. And for the show, before we close out this show with our lock, let me take a little pause here to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets now app now or visit hofbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on the show, we're going to steer away from the big guns this week. So no Inter, no AC Milan, no Juve. Instead, we are going to go with the little train that can, and that is Bologna. Undoubtedly, the surprise package in Italy this season as they continue to challenge for the European places. They have had a little bit of a drop-off recently as they are in seventh spot, but that's largely down to their away form. They sit 13th in the away league table with just one away win so far this season. So 8 of their 9 wins have come at home, where they've played 11, won 8, drawn 2 and lost just 1 game. They are the fifth best home team in all of Italy, and they come up here against a mid-table Lecce team who don't have a single away win from 11 games so far this season. For me, this is a no-brainer. We'll take Bologna on the money line at the price of 3-4 for your lock here on this show. That's it for me and this edition of Scamessa Italia, but don't forget to check out the other content. Last weekend, we landed all of our locks. We landed our lock on Scamessa, we landed our lock on the EPL show, and we landed our bonus lock over on BetMUFC. There is once again a bonus lock on BetMUFC, so be sure to check that show out. We had a winning lock last week as Manchester United trounced West Ham, cashing on the money line, and we have another lock on that show as we look for another podcast sweep. Also, don't forget, the Champions League is back, and we will be dropping a Champions League show in midweek. That will be available on the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed. The only way to make sure you never miss a podcast from me is to make sure you are subscribed to both the Soccer Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network as well. That's it for me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.